Very nice. What do you call it? You can't call it a story. It's not a story. Story, you know, sometimes what you make up. But this was very eye-opening. Description of Srila Prabhupada's encounter with others who have ideas of propagating Krishna consciousness like this. This wasn't the only time it was like that. There were several occasions where he would say, "You're getting together like this is waste of time," and things like that. Very, like Maharaj was saying, just very bold, just tell him, "No, it's going to have no value." As Maharaj was saying, Srila Prabhupada said that the poison has been injected, you know? And Dhani Kelly gave that report. And but I was thinking that for those present, in those who were in Prabhupada's presence at that time, there is a verse in the Gita for that. That which in the beginning may be just like poison, but the end is like nectar. That is considered to be like the mode of goodness. And I was recently listening to some lectures where Srila Prabhupada was explaining that. And although poison is very dangerous, sometimes when someone is very sick, they have to inject a little poison into them to cure their disease. So this is not that we're poison givers or anything. But this is what happens when one gets contact with the Absolute Truth, as Prabhupada was explaining to that group, that it must come in disciplic succession. Even Krishna explains that the parampara had become disturbed or distorted, and therefore even Krishna decided to come and repeat performance of Bhagavad Gita, stating that I had formerly spoke this to the sun god. I think I remember the purport, it's like 120 million years ago, but probably did the math. I think the purport says like it was 120 million years ago. So this getting, I wanted to do something because I was asked to do something, but I just wanted to say something else. And that is how fortunate we are in America. Srila Prabhupada explained that there were many Bhagavad Gitas. I think the number he said was like 450 translations, if you remember the statistics. Yet there were no devotees of Krishna. There were no devotees. Who was devoted to Krishna? Who had given their life over to Krishna? Or as the word was given, surrendered. I remember, those of you in Houston who have been here for a while know that I've said this many times. When I first went to the temple as a guest, then the temple devotees used to come up and say, "When are you going to surrender?" I said, "I'm an American." They were from Canada. I said, "I'm an American. We don't surrender." Surrender is for something for weak people. You know, weak people surrender. You know, people who are strong, they don't surrender. Who am I? No, I don't need to surrender. And then the temple president, he said, you're such a fool. You're a fool. You just surrendered to something. I said, I'm not surrendered. Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Dear guys, know the rest of that line. Yeah, mm-hmm. Did you surrender to your family? You surrendered to your job? You surrendered to your friends? You surrendered to your country? You surrendered to this? Even those of us of the counterculture who said we weren't surrendered to anything, we had to surrender to the call of nature. We had to surrender to the demands of the body. The body is demanding. Vatu Vegam, Manasa Purda Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Uttara Pasta Vegam. And when any one of those six raises their or knocks on the door, we must respond. We must surrender. So the devotees told me, you're already surrendered. Now you just have to decide, for whom do you want to surrender? Who has true value for you to surrender to? And they explained to me that it was Krishna. Well, it worked. I'm still here. You know, I got it. I got the. Well, I'm getting the point. I can't say I got the point. I'm getting the point. Oh, I got it. So, if I can't talk about this. If someone from North Dakota, I'm from North Dakota. Probably never heard of it. Like way out there, far, far away. If someone who lives in a very, very remote place can be touched enough by the words of the Bhagavad Gita to decide to attempt to give their life to this process, then anybody can do it. This is my God. In fact, there were a few friends of mine in my hometown who were chanting Hare Krishna. And when they found out that I was chanting Hare Krishna, they said, that's not possible. They just said, this guy, he's a few steps over the edge. So my point is, like, those people, those devotees who injected the poison into my heart, into my consciousness, are the ones who are still practically the dearest to my heart. Why? Because they took the time to explain Bhagavad Gita as it is. They explained it in parampara. Now we heard the story from His Holiness Giriraj Swami, and whenever he gives class, you hear at least two or three minimum. Well, today it was only one because it's a short duration of time, so one exception to the rule. But you'll hear two, three, maybe four. Oh yeah, this is what happened. And he'll remember everybody's name, the place, the time, the date, what they had for lunch, and what they had for dessert. On. But we remember those. So, just want to keep track of where I was at. Senior moments are repeating themselves quite rapidly these days. So, we remember those who gave, you know, as it is. In other words, the devotees didn't change anything. They were bold. We were talking about today, just like fearlessly doing things that nobody could imagine anybody doing. I have a friend in Alachua, Mahavir. He flew to Puerto Rico to open up Puerto Rico. He didn't have any money. He had a ticket. He landed in Puerto Rico. He had a Mardangan cartel and he started the Hare Krishna movement in Puerto Rico with no money. I probably came to America. He had $10. You know, started the Hare Krishna movement in America. So my point was that what I wanted to bring out was that we in America are so fortunate that even though there are over 450 Bhagavad Gitas, we finally got Bhagavad Gita as it is in America. And so many Americans became Hare Krishnas. And all these American Hare Krishnas took it all the way around the world. And then Prabhupada went back to India and said, "You see, it works. We have something of value." There's a famous, I didn't say story or pastime, what did I call it? Prabhupada's, activity when he was in California, someone was challenging, he said, "I didn't come to America as a beggar, like the rest of the Indian population. I didn't come here to beg for something from the Americans. I came to give them something." And what did he give us? He injected the poison of the absolute truth into the core of our hearts. So, when I first came into the temple, I was approached by one of the council members and they said, "Could you please point to the little chart on the wall over there where we're at? I'm going to see Dr. Kotecha during this visit, and once I do, I'll be able to read the sign from this distance, but from here I can't see it."
We're at 6400.
We're at 6400 book points, and that means we have 1100 to go. And according to my watch, which I just set today because I set it every Ekadasi, we have 4 days left of until Christmas, which means 3 days left of the Prabhupada Marathon to do 1100 more points. Ya idam paramam guyam mad bhakteshu vidashiti bhaktim mayi param kritva mam evashyashyas samshayaha. Anybody know that verse? "For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he'll come back to me. Nacha tashman manushyesu kashyan me priyakritamaha. Bhavita cha bhavita na cha me tasman anyan priyataro bhuvi." "There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he or she, nor will there ever be one more dear." If I were to ask anybody in this room, does anybody want to become dear to Krishna?
Yes.
I mean, isn't that why we're here today? Now let's go a little deeper into the subject. Does anybody want to become dear to Krishna? What happens? What happens if you become dear to Krishna? How many of you have children here? Raise your hand if you have any children. Huh? Are they dear to you? How much do they cost? Is there ever a time where you're not paying attention? There's never a time. There's never a moment in the day. The day is given to those who are dear to us. Those who are dear and near. We give everything. What can you do when the heart's captured? So here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself saying that he who explains the secret, the supreme secret, to devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. Now, who is a devotee? Now, I'm not a Mahabharata. Mahabharata is everything in relation to Krishna. But I do know for a fact that every single living entity in this universe and every other universe is a devotee of Krishna. Now they're just in a state of forgetfulness. They're in a state of forgetfulness. And they're sleeping. What did we sing the other day? In Japa, Jeev Jagago, remember?
Yes.
We're Jeev Jagago, Jeev Jagago. Go to Chandabali. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? How long will you sleep in that lap of the witch called Maya? You have come into this material world. Huh? While in the womb we were praying, "Oh Krishna, I will certainly be your devotee." But then, through the process of birth, we forget. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, beg, beg for the holy name. Beg for the mercy. So how do we get that mercy? How do we attract Krishna? What is he saying? You want to become dear to Krishna? Okay. There is no servant. Everyone is a servant. Should have probably explained that in a lecture in Los Angeles. He was explaining. Who here isn't a servant? Raise your hand if you're not a servant. You know, of course, you know, in the world, if you know you're a servant, you know, you have to serve somebody. That means somebody's better than you, right? We don't ever want to admit that. We never want to admit a lower level than a man. Okay, I'm saying. But every single person is a servant. A serves B, B serves C, C serves D. Everyone is serving something. So I said, why not serve the Supreme Lord? So there is no servant. Everyone is a servant. There is no servant more dear to Krishna than one who teaches this Bhagavad Gita or gives this Bhagavad Gita or distributes this Bhagavad Gita to the devotees. And every single person is a devotee. Some are covered to the point where they, you know, are most in this world. I've explained many times to the devotees here in Houston. On several occasions I had a free night stay in the Crowbar Motel. Does anybody know what the Crowbar Motel is? Krishna Kripa knows what the Crowbar Motel is. I think he may have been out there in Sankirtan and spent a few days at, you know, free in the Crowbar Motel. Crowbar Motel is jail. Crowbar, you know, they're just metal bars. You know, Crowbar, they don't charge you. In fact, well, they do charge you. Believe it or not, I was in a jail. There was maybe 50 people there in jail. Me and my friend, we had our own cell. That was fortunate. Very fortunate. But as we're talking to the rest of the residents at the Crowbar Motel, there wasn't anybody guilty in the whole building. They said, "What'd you do?" I said, "We didn't do anything." They said, "Neither did we." So everybody here is a prisoner. And the Bhagavad Gita is the key that unlocks the door to let the prisoners out. But not in a criminal way. Because it cleanses the heart. We get, you know, what they say? We throw the water out, but not the baby. Don't throw the baby out. We get rid of the bad, and we get into the good. So if you want to get into the good terms with Krishna, here's the key. Here's the key. Go out and give out a few Bhagavad Gita's this week. Take the time. Today we met, very nice. Well, we had several experiences. Gary Rajaswami and I were traveling today from Santa Barbara to here, and due to overcrowding at the airplane parking lot in LAX, our plane was delayed, and so we arrived at the airport, like 20 minutes or 15 minutes before they're going to close the gate for our next flight. But we had, it was a small plane, so we had to check our carry-on bags into the back of the plane, so we're standing there waiting for our carry-on bags to come. So I told Morris, I said, "No, take my guy. I had my computer and my and you had your computer." And he took off. I said, "Just go tell him we're on our way." And I waited for the bags. Then I got the bags and I went out. And it was like, here's a concourse, and it's all the way around, all the way over to the back side of the other side. You know, I fell down the stairs today. I almost broke my legs at Gary Romero's house. So I got my cane. I'm hobbling down the road trying to get to the gate. And I look around. I can't find Maharaj. So I think, he must have got on the plane without me. So I go up to the counter. I said, "You see anybody that looks like this?" He said, "What are you talking about? Let me see your boarding pass." He said, "Yeah, go. This is where you go." I said, "Oh, huh? Oh, okay, he must be on the plane." I walk down the plane. I get on the plane. I ask the flight attendant, "Do you see anybody dressed like this?" She said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I can't find my friend. You know, we're on the same flight. He looks, he's dressed like this." And she said, "Do you have a seat?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Yeah, it's right there. He's supposed to be sitting right next to me, but he's not there. He must be in the waiting room. Can you page him?" She says, "We can't page the airport from the airplane. We can't do that." I said, "Well, what am I supposed to do? Walk back?" And then she looks, and here comes Gary Rajmaraj walking down the concourse. And she says, "Is that him?" I said, "Yep, that's him." So we were saved by the uniform. Uniform was, we were informed by our uniform. They were informed by our uniform. What was the information? The information was, as we were sitting there eating our Ekadasi prasadam, and then Gary Rajaswami went to wash his hand first, senior devotee. And the lady said, "What were you eating?" She said,
"It looked good what you were having. Is it like couscous?" So I said, "No, it's actually quinoa." And she said, "What else was in it?" So I said, "Olives.
Olives. And asparagus.
Asparagus cut into pieces. And a homemade, I didn't say paneer, I said like homemade cheese. Like cottage cheese that you make from milk." She said, "That looked delicious." And that must have been very healthy too.
Yes. So she gets into it, right? So then I go back there. And no, then she comes back down the aisle. Yeah. And Gary Rodman, I said, "Man, I don't have any books. You know, we've got to get some, give her a book." So she speaks Spanish and she speaks English. So Gary, what should I give her, a Spanish book or English book? I said, Anyway, we have this discussion. So she comes over and she just starts opening up her heart. I mean, just, I just need to get, I need to chill out. My family's on my back, and this is on my back, and this is on my mind. There's no relief in this world. And here's the person coming and saying, "Dukkala yama shashvatam." The material world is a place of misery. So Gary Rajmaraj says, "Well, if you want to get free of misery, here you go." And I think the first book was
Perfection of Yoga.
Perfection of Yoga. And she said, "Well," and then he said, "Well, how do you do that?" And he said, "Well, you chant Hare Krishna." And so then she chanted Hare Krishna. So then he said, "Okay, because you're so nice, I'm going to give you a chant and be happy to." Then he gave her the mantra card with his name and address on it. And it was the delight of her day.
Yes.
It was, you could tell this lady was actually moved and changed. So if you want to become dearer to Krishna, if we want to become dearer to Krishna, then we give Krishna to others. And when Krishna sees us giving him to others, and Krishna becomes so pleased, and he says, "There is no servant more dear to me than he or she. He. Nor will there ever be one more dear." This, there's a nice book, I think the name of it's Our Family Business. Vaishnava? Yeah. Nice book. This is Our Family Business. Every member of this community is a member, is a representative, and we are duty bound. We all know the program that the mercy or the grace of the spiritual master can never be repaid. But yet we try, and the best way to try is like Prabhupada. We have to give out Krishna consciousness. We have to give Krishna consciousness. Give Krishna consciousness to everyone. Okay? Thank you very much.